They have acted according to the dictates of their own lusts, have set up their own will, the wills of the flesh and the carnal mind, in competition with and contradiction to the will of God. They have walked after the imagination of their own hearts. They would do as they pleased, whatever God and conscience said to the contrary. This is a quote coming to you from Matthew Henry. In this broadcast, we are continuing our new series based on the theme, Striving for the Mastery. In this particular broadcast, we are going to examine the particular words as found in the book of Jeremiah. And those words are, walk after the imagination of their heart. Walk after the imagination of their heart. Now, if you are familiar with the book of Jeremiah in any way, you would probably have noticed these words because they occur 8 times in this particular book. 8 times in the book of Jeremiah, you will find the clause, walk after the imagination of their heart. Now, we're going to spend this teaching on those particular words to see what the Holy Spirit will teach us through them. First of all, we want to ask, well, what exactly does it mean when it talks about people walking after the imagination of their heart? Well, in my studies, I came up with the following. First of all, it means that they are walking after the sight of their heart as they think is right. They're following their own judgments and affections. They're living as they like to live. They're doing as they please, with their counsels being their guide and their imaginations, appetites, and passions their law. In a sense, you could say it this way. To walk after the imagination of your heart is to act according to the dictates of your will in competition with and contradiction to the will of God. Now, walking after the imagination of your heart is marked by 3 things. And we find this in the book of Jeremiah. First of all, it's marked by a practical defiance. Whenever you see this clause, you will also see the words, obey not, that the people of God obeyed not the commands of the Lord. It's a practical defiance. Secondly, there is a habitual indifference. You also see that the people will not hear God. They give him a deaf ear. They do not want to hear what he has to say through the prophets. And thirdly, it's marked by a willful disloyalty, where the people are resolved to have their own way, to go their own way according to what their heart desires. And it's very often expressed in Scripture, the notion of walking after the imagination of your heart is actually describing a sinful course. So anyone who is doing that is following a sinful course. Okay, so we said 8 times in the book of Jeremiah, you will find this clause, walk after the imagination of their heart. Look, let's look at the 8 verses of Scripture, the 8 instances. First of all, we look at Jeremiah 3:17. And as we look upon chapter 3, we notice the words backsliding. For instance, God says, return, thou backsliding Israel, saith the Lord. Then down below that, you see, turn, O backsliding children, saith the Lord. But then he says that if you will come back to me and you will return to me, things will be restored to you. And what you can see, that a people that come back to the Lord, that no longer shall they walk any more after the imagination of their evil heart. So we can glean from this that if a person, a church, or a nation walks after the imagination of their heart, we can say that they are backslidden, that they are going backward and not forward. Okay, so Jeremiah 7:24, this is our second instance. And here we have God speaking. He said, "But this thing commanded I them, saying, obey my voice, and I will be your God, and you shall be my people. And walk ye in all the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well unto you." But, now I want you to take note of that word, but, because Jeremiah uses it and oftentimes to show the contrast. God is saying, obey my voice, I'll be your God, you'll be my people, walk in my ways, but they hearken not, nor incline their ear, but walked in the counsels and in the imagination of their evil heart and went backward and not forward. So here we see that God is saying, obey my voice, walk in my ways. But the people are saying, no, we're going to walk in the counsel and in the imagination of our evil heart. So what we can glean from this is that when a people walk after the imagination of their heart, they set up their own will in competition with God's will. The next instance is found in Jeremiah 9:14. And here we have Jeremiah describing the condition of the people. He said they are adulterers. They're an assembly of treacherous men. They bend their tongues like their bow for lies. They are not valiant for the truth. They deceive everyone, his neighbor, and will not speak the truth. They have taught their tongue to speak lies. And as a result, their habitation is in the midst of deceit. And God said, through deceit, they refuse to know me. And so the Lord said, you have forsaken my law, which I've set before you. You have not obeyed my voice, neither have you walked therein. But what have you done? But have walked after the imagination of their own heart and after Balaam, which their fathers taught them. We see that a people, a person who walks after the imagination of his heart will be in the midst of deceit. There will be deception. There will be lies. You will be speaking lies and living lies. You will certainly not be valiant for the truth. Now, this could be applied to an individual, a church, or a nation. When they choose to walk after the imagination of their own heart, they exchange the truth for a lie. Okay, we go to Jeremiah 11:8, and we find the Lord speaking here, and he says, "Cursed be the man that obeyeth not the words of this covenant, which I commanded your fathers in the day I brought them forth out of the land of Egypt, saying, obey my voice, and do them according to all which I command you. So shall you be my people, and I will be your God. Hear the words of this covenant, and do them. Obey my voice." Now notice what it says. "Yet they obeyed not, nor inclined their ear, but walked every one in the imagination of their evil heart." So we see from this instance that when a person walks in the imagination of their heart, they break covenant. They break covenant. When God's saying to you, obey me, do what I'm saying, I will be your God, you will be my people. But if you choose to go your own way, you break covenant. You put a separation between you and God. And that applies to an individual, to a church, or to a nation. Then we go to Jeremiah 13:10, and we see, we find the parable of the girdle here. This is where God tells Jeremiah, go and get thee a linen girdle. Put it upon your loins. And then he tells him, now take that girdle, go to the Euphrates River, and hide it in a hole of the rock. Then he gives him the instruction, okay, now arise, go to the Euphrates, take the girdle out of the hole of the rock, and behold, the girdle was marred. It was profitable for nothing. And God said, this evil people which refuse to hear my words, which walk in the imagination of their heart and walk after other gods to serve them and to worship them, has become just like this girdle, marred and good for nothing, profitable for nothing. And this is what happens to an individual, a church, or a nation when they walk in the imagination of their heart, they go their own way, do what they want, then they become marred and become profitable, good for nothing. God said of his people, you are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost its saltiness, it is good for nothing. It is profitable for nothing. And this is what happens to you when you walk in the imagination of your own heart. You become marred in the hands of God, good for nothing. Okay, Jeremiah 16:12 is our next instance. And here God is speaking. He said, behold, I will cause to cease the voice of mirth, the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride. And he said, now show this people all these words, Jeremiah, and see what they're going to say. Well, this is what they said. Wherefore has the Lord pronounced all this great evil against us? What is our iniquity, or what is our sin? And God said, now you're going to tell them, because your fathers have forsaken me and have walked after other gods and have served them and have worshipped them and have forsaken me and have not kept my law. And notice what God says then. He said, and you have done worse than your fathers. For behold, you walk everyone after the imagination of his evil heart, that they may not hearken unto me. God said, your fathers, they worshipped other gods. You think that was bad. They worshipped other gods. They forsook the Lord. They didn't keep his law. But God said, but you've done worse than your fathers, in that you have walked after the imagination of your evil heart. This is how God considers it when you do such a thing. And we glean from this, Jeremiah 16, we see that when a people, when a church, when a nation walks after the imagination of their own heart, it brings God's wrath and judgment down upon that people. Okay, Jeremiah 18:12 is our next instance. Here we find the story of the potter. God told Jeremiah, arise and go down to the potter's house. And there was the potter wrought a work on the wheels, but he made it of clay, but it was marred in his hand. So he had to make it again, another vessel. And so God said, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter? And then God went on to say, at what instant I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to pluck up, to pull down, to destroy it. If that nation turn from their evil, I will repent of the evil that I thought to do unto them. But God also said, at what instant I speak concerning a nation to build it and to plant it, but if it do evil in my sight, that it obey not my voice, then I will repent of the good that I said I would do for them. And God said, behold, I frame evil against you. Return ye now, every one, from his evil way, and make your ways and doings good. Now notice how the people responded to this. God's telling them, I'm framing evil against you. Return unto me. Make your ways and doings good. And they said, there is no hope. But we will walk after our own devices, and we will everyone do the imagination of his evil heart. If you do not, as an individual, if you do not stop and repent of walking after the imagination of your heart, if you do not stop doing what you want to do in opposition to what God wants you to do, then you become hardened in sin, where warnings and the rebukes are coming your way, but they're bouncing off of you. They're having no effect because you have become so hardened in sin. They have no effect. They don't penetrate. They just bounce off. This is what happens to you. This is what happens to a people, an individual, a people, a church, a nation, when they continue on in walking after the imagination of their heart. They become hardened in sin, where they no longer are affected by God's warnings. And then lastly, we come to Jeremiah 23:17. Actually, this probably should have been mentioned first of all, because this is the cause of much of the trouble in the land. Jeremiah is speaking of the false prophets. He said, both prophet and priest are profane, and they are found, and God's house has found their wickedness. They cause God's people to err. They commit adultery and walk in lies. They strengthen the hands of evildoers, that none does return from his wickedness. And from these prophets, profaneness is going forth into the land. And God said here, God spoke up and said, hearken not unto the words of these prophets. They make you vain. They're speaking a vision of their own heart. I did not send them. And notice what they do. They say unto everyone that walks after the imagination of his own heart, this is what they say, no evil shall come upon you. Oh, don't listen to those doom and gloom preachers. Don't listen to that negative preaching. No evil's going to come upon you. God's not a negative God. God wants to lift you up. He has a positive message for you today. No evil shall come upon you. This is what the false prophets have been saying. They have been flattering the people in their sinful courses. And this is why we're in the mess we are today, because of what's coming out of the pulpits, because the preachers, the false preachers, are preaching this positive message. They refuse to call the people to repentance, to call the people back to God, to warn the people what happens to you when you go your own way rather than God's way. And they're flattering the people in their sinful courses. Okay, so 8 times we said in the book of Jeremiah, you will find the clause, walk after the imagination of their heart. And we saw from this study, we saw that when a people, a church, a nation does this, they go backward and not forward. They set up their own will in competition with God's will. They exchange the truth of God for a lie. They break covenant with God. They become marred, good for nothing. They bring down the judgment of God upon themselves. They become so hardened in their sin that they cannot or will not or cannot be affected by God's warnings. And it's all due to the reinforcement of the false prophets that are flattering the people in their sinful practices. Now, in closing, I wonder how many today are walking after the imagination of their heart. Let me ask you, are you? Are you? If so, I strongly admonish you to repent. If you have been convicted by this message and the Holy Spirit is showing you, you are the one, you are guilty, you are walking after the imagination of your own heart, I strongly admonish you today, turn from your sinful, selfish course. Obey God's word. Do it God's way. And this is the only way that it'll go well for you. Do it God's way. I leave you with Jeremiah 7:23, which says, this is God speaking, but this thing commanded I them, saying, obey my voice, and I will be your God, and you shall be my people, and walk ye in all the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well unto you. It will not be well if you choose to walk in the imagination of your own heart. Our time is up for today's broadcast, but I encourage you, stay tuned for our next teaching as we continue our study of the theme, Striving for the Mastery. This is Connie Giordano with Walking in Truth Ministry, praying that you will walk in the truth every day of your life. In Jesus' name, amen.